All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sound a little far away.
That's because you're on the speaker.
Okay.
That, it does that. Well, it's been a while since you've done a session, huh?
Over a year.
Because you forgot. All right.
I'll see you later.
Okie dokie. Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, it's been quite a while since we've had an objective conversation. I guess I'll start with a quick question first.
Very well.
Okay, my friend Sue Ellen was like her essence name.
Essence name Andremo, Andremo.
Okay, and number of focuses. Eye impression 557.
Correct.
And focus type, I'm thinking she's emotional.
Correct.
Okay. And for her intent, she, what she came up with was exploring relationships.
Congratulations.
Is there something more in that, or is it just that?
That would be the general theme. As you are aware, there are many more specific branches which create the experiences that she generates, but that would be accurate as the general theme.
Okay. And my friend Carol would like her essence name, please.
Essence name Ulriza. You L-R-I-Z-Z-A.
And is she Sumafi Sumari?
Correct.
And soft?
Yes.
And number of focuses, eye impressions, 1623.
Congratulations, you are correct.
And her focus type, I'm gonna say political.
Correct.
And her intent, she feels, is bridging the physical and the non-physical.
I would express that as the exploration of the interconnectedness and the relationship of the physical and the non-physical or the spiritual.
The relationship between the two.
Yes.
Okay. My friend Sandra, is she Tumold, Ilda, and Intermediate?
Yes.
Okay. And my friend Ava, is she Soft?
Yes.
And an old friend, Harry, is he Sumafi Ilda?
Correct.
And Soft?
Correct.
And his essence name, is it Penchard?
Well done.
Well, thank you.
Ha, 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 ha.
My friend Gina, I'll just tell you my impression because I'm sort of baffled by her. I'm going to say Milyamay Sumafi.
Correct.
And Common?
Correct.
Okay. And my friend David, is he Gramada Sumari?
Correct.
And Common?
Yes.
And is he Common?
Yes.
Okay. Does he have a focus as the architect, one of the architects of the Biltmore Estate, named Richard Sharp Smith?
Yes.
That was him. Okay, I went to the Biltmore with my friend Suzanne, and she had a really strong bleed-through experience there. She feels she was a niece in the family who used to visit the Biltmore. Is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, and my friend Shirley would like her essence name, please.
Essence name, Trevor. T-R-E-V-O-R. Yes.
That is a focus of him.
Correct.
Okay. Alrighty then. Okay. I'm aware that I've been widening my awareness in different directions, and I guess I've widened my awareness to the point where I'm becoming aware that I have been unaware of some patterns that I've been doing, some circles that I've been going in, and I think a lot of it has to do with my attention and how easily I project my attention to everything outside of me. I'm not holding it on myself and what I want. I became aware that I'm doubting myself a lot, multiple times a day, over, I don't know, everything. And that contributes to this feeling of stagnation, that I'm not moving in the direction that I want to be moving in. sympathetic, or should I keep going?
Offer an example of doubting yourself. What have you discovered to alter that?
Well, that I don't have to figure out any of those what-if scenarios. That they're all pretty much just a waste of my energy. And it takes me out of the now. So I am becoming much better at interrupting it. Once I start doing it, I can interrupt it much more easily and just bring myself back into the now and reinforce the trust of myself.
Very well. And in this, are you also evaluating what you actually want and what your motivation is?
I think I am evaluating what I want. I think I have an awareness of some of my motivations.
Which are? Yes.
I think I want something new, I want something different, I want the excitement that goes with that. But yet there are a lot of things here in my life, here in Kentucky, that I really, really appreciate, and like my friends. And that's where I feel the doubt of myself, that if I move, I will have to start over in a new place, making new friends.
What is the draw to move? What prevents you from generating new activities and new discoveries in the area that you are?
Sort of maybe bored a little.
And what do you assess creates the boredom?
Well, I guess that would be me, wouldn't it?
What I am prompting you in is to evaluate your situation in a different manner and to more clearly evaluate what do you think you will do different in a different area that you are not doing in your present area. Yes, I would agree, but you can provide yourself with different scenery and different people without actually engaging a physical move. It is not necessarily that you doubt that you incorporate the ability to move and to accomplish that, or that you doubt your ability to generate new friends. What is creating the confusion is not genuinely being clear as to whether you actually want to move. Therefore, you create this confusion in generating this surface doubt, which is, in a manner of speaking, a type of camouflage for what you are camouflaging or what you are attempting to dismiss is your own comfort in not necessarily engaging a dramatic change, and your own comfort with the friends that you already incorporate.
Yeah, I am quite aware that I am comfortable here, and I'm comfortable with my friends, and I could make myself more comfortable here.
And in that, what is the negative association with comfortable?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Comfort is fantastic.
But
yes,
you confuse yourself and you push yourself to dismiss it.
Well, there's, I mean, I can make myself as comfortable as I can be here, but there is the underlying awareness that my energy doesn't resonate here. So, you know, comfort with my friends and comfort in my home takes me only so far. So if I move to a place like Asheville, my energy would resonate more there, so in that sense I would be more comfortable there, but I would be creating a temporary uncomfortableness or discomfort because I would be moving to a new place and having to make new friends and buy a new house. So I would be trading one discomfort for another discomfort, in a sense.
Yes. And in that, the evaluation is which is more important or more valued.
Yes, and right now I am valuing my friends here more. But I think long term, my energy resonating is probably more valuable. You know, probably, but
my suggestion would be that you allow yourself to relax and recognize that timing is a factor in many expressions. The reason that individuals do not create what they want in a particular time frame many times is that the timing is incorrect. And inwardly, you know that. Although most individuals override or attempt to override that inner knowing, and that creates confusion, and it creates distress and frustration and anxiety. But you incorporate a type of inner knowing that, in a manner of speaking, helps you steer yourself. This is not a hidden element, but generally speaking, it is an element that each of you possess that you do not necessarily pay attention to. It is not that you are not aware of it, but you do not necessarily pay attention to it. In this, when you consistently prevent yourself from accomplishing a certain action that you think you want to do, there is an interplay of that inner knowing that creates the hesitation. your interpretation of that at times may be that you are stuck, or that you do not know what to do, or that you are confused. But what is occurring is that you are engaging that rudder, so to speak, of your ship to help you to accomplish what you want in the correct timing. What is valuable when these types of situations occur is to allow yourself to relax, not necessarily to dismiss what you want, but to remind yourself of the factor of timing. And that if you are pushing yourself, or if you generate an association that you must push yourself or force yourself to accomplish what you want, that is your indicator that there is that factor of timing. In which you may not necessarily be ready yet. Therefore, it is not a matter of dismissing what you want, but allowing it to unfold naturally rather than forcing the accomplishment to occur.
Why is timing a factor?
Timing is a factor in many situations, for with each individual, as you widen your awareness, as you offer yourself more information, you also incorporate more experiences. And many times, those experiences offer you the information that will allow you to accomplish more effectively. Without certain experiences that may be associated with what you want to accomplish, you generate much more difficulty in accomplishing. For the experiences that you offer to yourself create that comfort and that confidence to allow you to accomplish more effectively and in a more comfortable manner, in which you will be satisfied with your accomplishment rather than struggling with it.
I did realize that I felt that I was creating this pause or hesitation because like you said, timing wasn't right in the housing market, and that, you know, if I had bought a house like last year, it would have been at the height of the market, and I wouldn't have been happy about that. And now if I'm waiting, now, you know, the housing market is cooling down and things are coming more into alignment with what I think I want.
And in that, if you are relaxing and allowing, not necessarily waiting, but participating and paying attention and allowing yourself to be noticing and to be experiencing, you can more effectively generate the accomplishment of what you want.
Yeah, that's the trying versus relaxing, allowing, and trusting, isn't it?
Yes. Perhaps this is a time framework in which it may be allowing you to generate a balance within yourself and to balance and, in a manner of speaking, reconcile yourself with your friends and a different location. Discovering how to create that balance in which none is sacrificed. This is the point, in that when I express to you that the timing may not be correct and you inquire of myself what that means, and I express to you that in this interim time framework, you will generate experiences that will offer you more information. This is precisely the point. For you may notice that you may be moving in the black and white. You may notice that you may be generating an association of either or, but you may also not necessarily incorporate the experience yet of how not to do that.
This goes back to appreciating the process again.
For in that, just as within this conversation, you are generating an experience that is offering you information that is somewhat outside of the black and white.
Yes.
Therefore, this is another example of those factors that contribute to timing. Offering yourself experiences that generate information that you were not aware of previously, which offers you more choices and is helpful in allowing you to alter your perception.
One thing Seth said was, desire is action.
I would agree.
Did you say that desire was trusting and allowing and relaxing enables us to accomplish, like you were saying in the recent group session, and that we don't necessarily have to identify and accept our belief?
I would agree with that. But I would not necessarily define that as desire. For desire, I would agree with, is action. For desire is what motivates all of your actions. But they may not necessarily be relaxed or comfortable.
Okay.
Just as I expressed in relation to the leprechaun, it does not distinguish between what you view as good or bad, or comfortable or uncomfortable. Desire moves you in the greater directions of what you are exploring, such as the desire for knowledge, or the desire for information, or the desire for being more aware. That can be accomplished in many forms. You can offer yourself considerable information in experiences and situations that are uncomfortable. This is the difference between desire and want.
A want isn't necessarily an action.
A want can incorporate action and does incorporate action if you engage it, and does require action to accomplish, but you can incorporate a want without ever accomplishing it. Therefore, that want would lack the action.
Would the action be also trusting and allowing?
Yes. I would also express that wants are more specific than desires.
Yes.
Desires are more general, and therefore there is more opportunity for desires to be manifest in many different manners.
If I have a want to have a clean house, but not, I don't enjoy the actual cleaning of the house, I do appreciate the outcome, and you say to appreciate the process. And I can appreciate the process knowing that when I'm cleaning, I'm creating my outcome of a clean house. How does that help me to create a different reality where I can have a clean house without actually cleaning it?
This involves perception. With perception, you generate associations. You can engage the same actions, but perceive them differently.
Yeah, I know I can.
Therefore, you can generate the same actions and not actually perceive them as cleaning. It is the association that you generate with certain actions that involve perception, and in that you define certain actions in a certain manner. But if you alter how you perceive a particular action, you also alter the reality of it.
Well, I think what you're saying is that if I perceive the act of cleaning differently, then I currently perceive it as distasteful, or I don't particularly like it, and so I can change that so I'm no longer maybe disliking it. I can turn it into a game or
yes,
whatever. But I guess my question is, how can I change it or create it so that I don't have to do the action of the cleaning at all and still have a clean house. I mean, do I still have, I mean, if I go in the direction of creating it all as a game, yeah, it's a game, but I'm still doing it.
Correct, but there is the element of doing in all that you do. Within the guidelines and the format, so to speak, of this reality, you cannot create without doing. This is the reason that thought does not create your reality. You can sit in your room and you can think for 20 years, my house is clean, my house is clean, my house is clean. And that will not create your house being clean. For you are not engaging any action. The only action you are engaging is thinking. But thinking does not create your reality.
I would like to create another way of having the house clean without me actually physically doing the cleaning, whether it's somebody else coming in and doing the cleaning, or the dust and dirt magically disappearing into thin air. I don't care. So I'm just wondering how, all right, maybe I'm answering my own question.
And you are.
Create the cleaning, the action of the cleaning to be a game. I'm heightening my energy around it. I'm not opposing it as much. I'm not opposing myself as much or at all. If I can relax into that, not oppose myself, then would I naturally create another way of having the house clean without me doing it?
You may be doing it, but not viewing it as cleaning it.
I mean, is it just a matter of me relaxing the opposition that I'm creating with myself?
Yes.
So once I relax that, and I am not opposing myself, and let's say I can get to a point where I'm content with cleaning my house and being satisfied with the outcome, would that create, I mean, would that allow?
Yes, for you will naturally generate different actions. An example.
Open the door.
Yes.
To another method presenting itself in which the house would get clean without me doing it.
Yes. Or without you perceiving that you are doing it.
Right, of course, because after all, I am creating everything.
Correct. An example of dramatic alterations in perception with the same subject may be swimming. An individual may view swimming as a chore and difficult and cumbersome in the water and struggle and not allow themselves to create buoyancy. and their experience will be uncomfortable, and they will experience a thickness around them and within them. Or the individual can relax in the water and they will naturally be buoyant. And that same action of swimming can be very enjoyable and relaxing and fun. But it is a matter of perception. What associations you generate, how you view the action, that changes the action itself. With one perception, it can be a chore and exhausting and uncomfortable. And with a different perception, it can be relaxing and enjoyable and fun. But it is the same action. Incorporate an impression?
Well, the only impression I have is I've gotten the color brown with this. Are you there?
Yes. I would express that this is another essence that is interacting with you to be supportive. That essence would be Lawrence.
Lawrence?
Yes.
Is that the same brown essence?
Yes.
Is that also, Christine had a dream of a man who had brown eyes. Is that Lawrence too?
No. That would be a future focus.
Oh. Okay. So I haven't felt that essence around as much. That was several months back.
It is available. It is merely a matter of allowing. Yes.
I just got that this morning. Okay.
Congratulations.
Last words for me.
I'm quite acknowledging of you, my friend. You are paying attention. I would express my encouragement to you as always. remember the theme of this day is to relax and allow. And I shall be anticipating our next meeting. But I shall also be offering my energy to you continuously.
Thank you, I appreciate it very much.
In dear friendship, in great appreciation, and in genuine lovingness, my friend. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Hello.